Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Time again for your Buckeye Talk headlines from Cleveland.com. Doug Lamorese for the week of May 3rd. Just had a draft, just had a recruiting commitment. Let's get to it. Make sure you're reading Cleveland.com/OSU. You know, whenever you find the time, we appreciate it. Listen to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week. Good fun stuff ahead now that the draft is over. And try our text at 614-350-3315 if you never tried it before. It's a little good off-season treat. Get some Ohio State news and analysis right there in your phone. Five headlines for the week of May 3rd on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Ohio State football tied Alabama for the most draft picks in the 2021 NFL draft. This is Doug Lamorese of Cleveland.com. 10 Buckeyes taken in the 2021 NFL draft, and Ohio State making a big deal. They are the only school in the country to hit double digits each of the last 2 years. Ohio State tied for the lead with Alabama first time since 2016, when the Buckeyes had 12 picks that they have led the nation in most draft picks. Now, a little different than Bama. Bama had 8 of the first 38 players taken and tied the record with 6 first rounders. Ohio State didn't have that sort of quality at the top, but the quantity was there. 1 first rounder, 2 second rounders, 3 third rounders, a fourth rounder, 2 fifth rounders, and 1 seventh rounder. So a pretty good draft for Ohio State. Not the normal, you know, not Chase Young at 2 and Jeff Okuda at 3, as happened in the 2020 NFL draft, but 10 overall draft picks, tied Alabama. The Buckeyes will take it, and they are already putting that out on their social media and using it in recruiting. So 10 for the Buckeyes, could get to 10 again in 2022. 3 years in a row would tie the record for most double-digit NFL drafts. Alabama did it a couple years ago, 3 in a row. Buckeyes trying for that in 2022. For all that coverage, read Cleveland.com/OSU. Justin Fields to the Chicago Bears, a bold move by the Bears to trade a first-round pick next year to move up from 20 to 11 and get their franchise quarterback. It's Doug Lamorese of Cleveland.com. Matt Nagy, the Bears coach, played college football in the same conference as Ohio State coach Ryan Day years ago. A little familiarity there, and they identified Fields as a guy who could step in. Now, listen, Andy Dalton is there, the veteran, former Cincinnati quarterback, was a backup in Dallas last year. But I think you're nuts if you believe that Andy Dalton is going to block Justin Fields for very long. All the Bears, the front office, the coach are saying things right now. Oh, you know, got to work him in. They're trying to compare it to Patrick Mahomes and Alex Smith in Kansas City years ago. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think Justin Fields is going to play very quickly. I may make a bet with perhaps myself that Justin Fields is the starter for the Bears no later than week 5, because they have a team that's ready to win. The Bears had a defense ranked in the top 10 in the league last year. Their offense was terrible, primarily because their quarterback play wasn't very good. And I think Justin Fields can slide in and help that team immediately. This is a franchise long-term pick. But this is also a now pick. The Bears are trying to win now. They traded for Khalil Mack, one of the best defenders in the league a couple years ago. They franchise tagged receiver Allen Robinson. They're not waiting around. And Justin Fields is the guy to bring that all together. A good fit for Justin Fields in Chicago. Honestly, has a chance to be the best quarterback in Chicago in decades. So Justin Fields to the Bears, and I think he's going to play in 2021. For coverage of the Ohio State Buckeyes, read Cleveland.com/OSU and listen to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week. After losing linebacker recruit Desaun McCullough, Ohio State adds safety recruit Kai Stokes to get back to 11 for the number of recruits in class of 2022. This is Doug Lamorese of Cleveland.com. 3-star prospect from Armwood High School in Florida. Kai Stokes committed to Ohio State on Sunday night. 6'2", 185, ranked 56th nationally among athletes. Ohio State sees him as a safety, and they need some deep safety options there behind Josh Proctor, who will start there in 2021. Long-term, obviously, here it's recruiting. He's not going to come in and play right away. But this guy is kind of blowing up in recruiting lately. So he's better than that current ranking. Got his offer from Ohio State about a week ago. Alabama, Florida, Georgia, among the others who recently offered. So listen, this is a guy that everybody in the country got on around the same time. And Ohio State went down and did work, got him out of Florida. Again, 11 recruits once more in the class of 2022. To read all about Ohio State recruiting, we have updates every day, roundups, most days of the week. Try cleveland.com/OSU. And then we have a Buckeyes Futures Friday special recruiting podcast every Friday on Buckeye Talk. So make sure you're capturing that on your feed. I'm Doug LaMaurice of cleveland.com. Doug LaMaurice of cleveland.com. It was hard to predict who the next Buckeye off the board was going to be in the 2021 draft after Justin Fields. And it was Pete Warner, linebacker, to New Orleans, followed very soon by Josh Myers, center, to Green Bay. So those are the two second-round picks. Warner going to New Orleans, where they've kind of made a habit of drafting Buckeyes lately. We know Michael Thomas, the receiver, has become a superstar in New Orleans. Marshawn Lattimore, the cornerback, another star Buckeye who became a star in the NFL, drafted by New Orleans. They've gathered some other picks over time there. So New Orleans very familiar with Pete Warner. Again, I was a little surprised. I thought Pete Warner might go a little bit later. Solid linebacker, really productive at Ohio State. Looks like a three-down guy there, and they need linebackers. So they pick Warner at 60, and then Josh Myers slides right in. He's going to Green Bay to replace Corey Linsley, the former Ohio State center who's been snapping there for 7 years for the Buckeyes. For the Packers, after leaving the Buckeyes. He was a fifth-round pick who, because of an injury, took over as the starting center right before his rookie year started. Then he snapped to Aaron Rodgers for 7 years, signed a big free agent contract with the Los Angeles Chargers in the offseason. So the Packers needed a center. They decided to stick with Ohio State, and they took Josh Myers at number 62. For NFL coverage, for Ohio State coverage, make sure you're reading cleveland.com/sports. Some of the lower draft picks for Ohio State and guys who signed as undrafted free agents: Doug LaMaurice of cleveland.com, not me, I didn't sign anywhere. Wyatt Davis, third round pick to Minnesota. Trey Sermon, third round pick to San Francisco. A little high, I thought, for Trey Sermon to San Francisco, but they have a group of backs there, committee, and he'll slide right in and have a chance to play. Baron Browning to Denver, a little lower than I thought Baron Browning would go. He was a last pick of the third round. Fourth round, Tommy Togiai to Cleveland. He'll join a mix of three other defensive tackles in Cleveland, and I think have a chance to get on the field at least a little bit as a rookie. Then we have Luke Farrell, surprise pick, fifth rounder, first pick of the fifth round to Urban Meyer in Jacksonville. Luke Farrell and Urban Meyer go way back. Sean Wade, falling further in the draft than people maybe expected. He's a fifth rounder to Baltimore. Then Jonathan Cooper, the last draft pick for the Buckeyes, a seventh rounder to Denver. Guys who signed contracts as undrafted free agents: Justin Hilliard, nice deal to go to San Francisco. A lot of people thought he might be picked. Punter Drew Chrisman to Cincinnati. Kicker Blake Caulfield to Tennessee. Linebacker Tuff Borland to Minnesota. And Detroit gets tight end Jake Hausman. So now the draft is over. There's a lot more coming with Ohio State football this offseason. Make sure you're listening to Buckeye Talk as we talk about it and reading cleveland.com/OSU as we write about it.